As you know, I tend to wear black a lot. And it's not just so I get mistaken for an Orthodox priest, although I do occasionally, especially when my beard gets a little bit longer. But September 30th, and this now comes from the Presbyterian Church in Canada, September 30th, tomorrow, is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in Canada, and we also mark Orange Shirt Day, a survivor-led movement that called for a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on the same day. So I'll be wearing an orange shirt tomorrow, at least I hope I will. It depends where I work. The color orange is, as they put so delicately, is strongly connected with a political party. When you work for elections, it's a little bit different. So if the writ drops in the middle of the day, I have to change my shirt. And so I'll bring along a spare just in case. But I will be wearing an orange shirt tomorrow, if at all possible. We continue. The Presbyterian Church in Canada ran 12 residential schools. As a result, the PCC bears a collective responsibility to truth and healing. In the 1980s and 1990s, the truth about abuses children suffered at residential schools began to be heard. Over the next decade, more truth about the pain and harm inflicted at the schools have become part of our common memory, in large part because of the courage of survivors and intergenerational survivors who are standing against a legacy of colonial violence and racism, seeking healing from their harmful and deadly impacts. In 1994, the Presbyterian Church in Canada offered a confession for its participation in the residential school system, which set the church on a path of reconciliation. In learning to walk that path, the church has learned much about and understands more deeply now the harm it caused. In June 2024, General Assembly, the assembly that I was privileged to attend, adopted an apology for the church's role in residential schools and colonization, which comes out of the church's learning and is a response to that learning.